Hey, welcome to Scrolling with your girls, Jen and V. We are your scroll queens, okay? Put that crown. You better put that crown on. I'm one of your hosts, Jen, and this other host right here is
V Greasy. What's going on, my good scroller?
Girl, what's up?
What is
what's up?
Okay,
okay, look, girl, come on. I'm feeling good.
You feeling good? Okay, of course. I'm always down for a good
to
cheers.
Good
cheers.
Life, good show.
Yes, to all
and
of
good mannerisms. Okay,
come on now.
Because let me tell you, V, this show right here is about the men.
Oh, about the men, folks?
It's about the men.
About the man's.
Yeah, it's about the dangling, lang.
Oh, the dongs.
Okay? Yeah.
The sausages. Yes, okay? All of that. Okay, okay.
All right, so what do we have for the people, the good old Scroll Club out there, for our first segment?
It's our favorite section, Jen.
It is.
The comment section. We are here for it all because y'all light it up. In those comments. We love it. Reading
y'all
those. They're
the
so good.
Lit.
Yes,
y'all
they
do. Y'all
we love it. Kick us out, JB. What we
this
got
This how
for
I be
them?
Feeling about the comment section.
Like, yup.
It be right. It be like this.
Uh-huh.
You want me to show you?
Yeah, show me. Like at the real club, y'all, okay? You have a section, okay?
Okay. All right, I just wanted to give y'all that. I just wanted to give y'all that.
Just in case somebody didn't know, you showed them how it goes down.
I just wanted to give y'all that a little bit, all right?
We love it.
Okay, and I'm going to kick us off.
All right,
you good
yes,
with that?
I'm so good with
okay.
it. Okay.
Why can't women understand what it feels like is what I want to know.
Woo,
I guess
because
I'm a
question.
Woman, I guess I want to know,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's a loaded question, man.
Okay, well, let's see what IG Liddy Him posted.
Are you going to be in love with me?
Oh, so that's how you really
that's how
feel.
I feel,
right? That's how you feel. Like, wow.
Ooh,
like I can't.
Sometimes I wish I had a. Cause sometimes I be like, cause they get to pee anywhere.
Not
you,
you
know?
Baby, in the sausage. You like,
yeah.
I wish I had a dick.
I want to know
what it feels like. Cause
could
baby,
it be? Could it be? Would it be?
Ooh, what it feels like inside a rubber. So that's what y'all feeling
that's
like.
What it
it's like it feels.
Like
I
a
guess,
car wash?
Right, like on the outside, there's all the juices on the outside, the water.
That's true.
Then the inside is feeling what, hollow?
Yeah, you just really can't.
You really can't
you
get
really
to,
can't.
The, to the crux
they can,
of
they
it.
They can create condoms for extra lube.
Yes.
You know, him and her skin.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, without it,
yeah,
it's I'm sure it's a different experience.
Of course. And that's what they're trying to get to.
I'm
like a
say,
drug.
Personally,
it's like, I want that same experience.
Yep.
You know, rubberless.
Personally, it feels different for
yeah.
us, too.
Yeah, it feels different,
so,
right.
Comment.
That's true. Oh, yeah, I forgot
Let's
about
roll
the comment
into
section.
It,
we sorry, y'all. We got in too deep. All right. Literally. Okay.
Yeah.
Hollywood says, be lucky you inside anything. Ooh.
Ooh.
Don't do
part.
Them like that, Hollywood.
That part right
don't do
there.
Them like that.
Let's be real.
The man just trying to give us a little depiction of what it feels like to be with a rubber on.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Underscore. But look at how safe you are. A win is a win.
Like, basically, they're saying, don't complain.
You're not getting any water on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, right.
Any suds.
Yeah.
Any soap.
No babies. No diseases. Think about all the perks. But, guys, I get it. You know, we don't have a ding-ding, but we get it,
yeah.
You know.
You got to be careful.
Right, but just be careful. That's
be
all.
Careful.
It's Quintria says, and you came out of that bitch squeaky clean.
You, yep.
And
for another 9 months, you
right?
Be squeaky
you,
clean.
Right, you good. Disease free. So, hey.
All
but,
right.
Guys, we get it. We sympathize.
Jess Ortuga, yet you wouldn't open your car door.
All right.
That's a good point.
Because all of it start rushing in, right?
That's
and we
a
don't
good
want that.
Point.
Right.
I
it
like
is.
That.
I do. These comments are on fire.
Yeah, this was
Kid
some good comments.
Kid Clutch underscore 313 says, this is what happened when you get the day pass instead of the membership. Well, hey, you got to get to the day pass before you get to the membership.
Yeah.
It's a gradual
yeah.
process.
Yeah. And I'm
going
to tell you right now, I always look to get a membership at the car wash,
uh-huh.
and I never do.
And you never do, see?
So, it would be so easy, V, just to drive in there without
right. uh-huh.
paying, you
exactly.
know.
Exactly, going through all of that, just
unlimited,
just drive through it. Yeah.
Unlimited,
mm-hmm.
but this is
but
this was
do
a good
it.
Scenario.
This was so good. I
she
love
said,
it.
What are we gonna be?
Be safe out there, fellas. But we sympathize with you. How about that? Okay.
Yeah. Well, at least now we know.
Exactly. Okay. Right?
Why can't women understand what it feels like?
Now we know. All right. Why do girlfriends always have something to complain about? Women, we got to do better.
Yeah, well, we
TikTok
do.
User Isabella.and.sky posted this.
$200 million, but your girlfriend has to not complain for 20.
We're not making it out the trenches.
Yeah, some women.
He cracking up.
He's like, ain't no way. Comment to us. What y'all think about this? Do y'all agree? Ambient Alchemist says she was going to complain at this moment.
Yeah,
she was.
She was literally looking.
She was ready for a comeback. Like, why are you laughing?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Tia. T3015, she complains so fast, I'd owe $200 million.
Yeah, some of us women, we got to stop all that complaining.
We
do. Too. Everything is just a whoop, whoop, whoop. All right. Don't play with me, says me. Challenge accepted. Her? So you choosing money over me? See, complaining. Like, stop it already. We talking about $200 million.
Queef Jerky. First thing that'll come out of her mouth is, why I gotta be 24 hours?
Why not just two?
Look at his mouth.
Right, like, punched out. Zach says, make it 2 hours, and I ain't still getting that money, bro. Like, even if it is 2 hours, she's still gonna complain. Even within the 2 hours. Damn, women, we gotta stop. My sisters.
Out of there.
Yes.
All right, little Bigfoot. She'd lose and then blame it on me.
That's right.
What we do. It's your fault.
That's all about right.
It's all your fault.
We thought it.
Yeah.
Ladies, let's make a pact. Let's do better. No complaining. Let's make a pact. Okay. All right. Y'all got that on Scrolling with G&B.
Yeah,
let's
made a
yeah.
pact.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, tap in, ladies. All right.
All right, y'all. Why doesn't anyone compliment their fits?
See?
Well, TikTok user Nani_PHPBE, let's say PHE, PBE posted this. Let's see about these fits.
I'm like, why is nobody complimenting my chains? And she said, you got on chains? And I'm like, yes.
Oh.
No, sir. Why you wouldn't put that anklet on your neck?
Sorry, replay that again. I'm sorry.
I didn't see no chains.
Like, why is nobody complimenting my chains? And she said, you got on chains? And I'm like, yes.
Yes. Yes, I got on chains under my
girl, she
neck.
Said, why you put that anklet on your neck? See? Comments, please, let's see this.
Would you set yourself up for that
I'm
one,
I'm taking
bro.
First class seat to these comments.
Yes, right?
Mariaco. Look, girl. They put the chain. I can't take y'all seriously. I really
that
can't.
That chain fight for is life.
I am so mad
okay?
at y'all. That chain is like, bro.
Like, really. We are fighting for our life.
For letting all these links go.
Right? For real, they're going to be all over this damn floor.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's Alex says. I didn't realize he meant at the moment. Right? I didn't realize it either, Alex. We didn't realize it. Like, where is the chain?
I'm sick of you.
Where art thou? Like, oh, wow.
He say, yes. C, with a beautiful heart, say, that's a collar.
Oh, it looks like a collar.
Look at Cardi.
Right. Cardi face. Cardi like, eek, sorry, boo. It look like a collar, honey.
Why you ain't complimenting my
it's
chain?
It's giving collar vibes.
I can't laugh because my neck thick, too.
Mine's too, but you can see my necklaces, though. And I ain't going to get mad about it complimenting me on my chain. All right, Destiny, greater than three, says he gotta be trolling. That's why I say he set himself up for that
for
one, Destiny, right?
For failure.
You set yourself up, broski. And them chains, like, they probably some high-dollar chains,
and you
too,
know what?
Them link chains.
To be honest with you,
what's
Lee,
that
looks really uncomfortable.
It does. Like that would be hurting
that,
me.
Yeah,
circulation.
That's like a turtleneck that just, you know, sometimes turtlenecks do that.
Right,
they just
irritate. Mm-hmm. It can be a little bit too snug. Yeah.
And then you cough or sneeze.
Right. It's over.
Don't let these come out.
Right, them just links.
Y'all see?
The veins.
Don't.
Like, don't laugh too hard. The fellas, like, we trying to be on y'all's side, but Nationwide is not on your side.
He
with
say,
this
why
one, bro.
Doesn't anyone compliment my,
my chains? And the girl had to get him together, like, dude, like, take off that anklet. That's why. And we can't see it.
Y'all, that is funny.
It is.
That is hilarious. To I mean, when he say, yes! Right.
And, you know, my thing is, women... I did not see it. I didn't either. After why he was talking. That's why that comment said, we didn't know you was talking about at the moment, because we're thinking you're exactly. talking about when you do wear the
or
chain.
Where.
Right.
I'm thinking of,
like, show it. Right. Like, what?
Girl, that threw me for
oh,
a
loop. It did. Because, you know, women, we always get the compliments on our hair, whether it be our nails,
makeup,
feet, whatever, makeup,
nails.
You know, jewelry. But the men hardly ever get compliments.
They don't.
That's
they
true.
Don't.
We got, look, we got, again, we got to do better, ladies. Yeah. But, bro, you set yourself
but
up for that
I
one.
I get it, though. Like, yeah. You want to be complimented.
Yeah.
No
who
matter,
doesn't?
No matter how tight
the chains are. Like, no matter. How snug they fit. And look, I'm trying to protect you. I'm looking out for you and saying, hey.
This is a nice chain.
It's nice, but you got, is it not too tight on you?
Yeah.
You good?
Yeah, they might have just needed to fit it
ooh.
Better.
And like, who's your jeweler?
Just how you want it.
Right?
You got a choker.
And who's the jeweler? Like, y'all sold that to this brother like this and let him try it on? It, like, what?
Oh
like, come
gosh.
On. Like.
He probably got it when he was two. Still sick.
I ain't never letting this
look,
chain go.
Yeah, he say I grew into it.
Yeah, like old boy on Friday say, my mama gave me this chain. Like,
he
so
say,
no. Stanley. My mama gave me, what's it? No, not Stanley. It was, I forgot his name.
I
but
forgot
anyway,
his name too.
Yeah, but anyway, that was funny.
That's funny.
Okay. All right, y'all. Last one for the comment section. And why did he have to disrespect me like that? I don't like to be disrespected now. I just use it at wash.com. Show me the disrespect.
I go to the club, you know what I'm saying? It's my turn to get let in. I go up to the security guard for this to pat me down. You know, make sure I don't got a gun or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Make sure I'm cool. This got the nerve to look at me, not pat me down, and say, yeah, nah, you good. I say, hey, what you mean I'm good? You don't think I got a gun or nothing, gang?
Right.
This looked me in my face
you ain't about to
and
lie,
laughed.
Homie.
He said, nah.
Nah, you ain't.
And I'm laughing.
This n- said, nah. I said, yo, what the fuck? N- don't think I'm a threat? I just look that peaceful? I don't look like I can cause problems, guys. I don't look like I could be a threat to somebody establishment.
You want
to
be a
look,
threat.
Right,
you
so bad. You want
to
be a threat,
damn, disrespecting me in broad daylight to not even pat me down. You don't think I could have anything on me that could possibly be a problem to this establishment?
He is
you
really
think
pissing.
I'm that much
yeah,
of a like a weak ass? What
he
the
is venting to IG.
That's so good.
He is venting.
Yes, he is. Comments. What y'all think about this?
You don't look
is
like a threat.
Is he big
man though.
Or what? All right. Maureen Obiz says, you said establishment twice, bro. Just let it go.
Yeah.
Establishment.
Yeah, you ain't even
you
say
ain't,
club.
Again,
you ain't
about
say,
that
you
life.
Ain't, you ain't going to let me into the establishment.
Right? Yeah, you ain't
who
about that
life. Who uses that word?
That's what, right, exactly. If you all thugged out.
That
right?
is, Marino.
That's facts.
That's facts.
Right?
I didn't even point that out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That
that's was funny.
Awesome.
It was.
Okay, so what we got on the next comment?
Yes, honey.
All right, Reels_the_ruler. Yeah, bro, was like, this ninja got a morning face routine.
Not the skin
he
care.
Is a danger to no one. No one. His face is
yeah,
very clean.
Yes,
his
it is
nails
clean
are
cut.
Clean. I mean, he's
what
his
got
hair
out.
Is shiny. You
right.
Could, he take pride in his daily routine.
Exactly. See, security is, you know, they're trained to, you know, look at people
me.
And scope out people.
Read
oh,
that.
Okay. Destin for Lateness says, your smoke alarm not beeping tells us all we need to know. Like,
I can't stand y'all putting that on us. Like, we don't change our smoke detector.
Yes. And, oh, my God. That was, look, clue number one. That security guard was right.
That, yo, it's so many signs. These comments is everything. Dom Rashawn, Ninja, you look like you only want what's best for people.
They light you up in the comments, bro. You are getting roasted. Okay, Siri what? Conda says, you look like your mother raised
oh,
a good son.
Gosh.
Exactly.
Y'all give me a headache.
And my boy is
I
big mad, y'all.
Dying late.
Yes.
He is so mad he's not getting patted.
Boo, you ain't. That's okay. You ain't about that life.
5209.Noah.
Okay.
I bet you make a lot of babies giggle.
Oh, that was crazy. Listen, y'all, ga-ga. I love that comment section. That was
ga-ga.
Okay.
I
everything.
Like you, mommy.
We got to take it to a quick commercial break, y'all. We'll be right back. Gee, what we got for the good scrollers? Bam.
Oh, boy.
We'll be back. Don't go nowhere.
That was good. That was so good.
Y'all, welcome back to Scrolling with Jen and V. We are at our next part of the show, which is a great part. We have been cracking up at these reels, and I hope y'all have been too at home. All right, V, what we got up for him for this segment?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, what are you guys up to? Like, what is going on? What's happening, man?
The shenanigans, that's in play.
Okay, I'm going to kick us off, Jen.
Please.
When you start realizing that your girl is never at 100%. Why, girl? Just why? TikTok user at your girl's favorite posted this.
You start realizing that your girl is never at 100% good health. And I'm not saying that to be funny. It just be something. Like, if it's not a head hurt and it's a stomach. If it's not a stomach, it's a period. If it's not a period, she got cramps. And if she don't got that, it's something else. Back be her entire dizzy, moody. Every day something wrong, baby. And as a guy, you be sitting there like, damn. But when you really think about it, it must be really exhausting all the damn time to deal with something. Imagine your body never being calm, always adjusting, always uncomfortable, always having to push through something. And on top of that, her iron be so damn low, the naps be taking her before she could take them. She'll be like, oh, I'm about to go lay down. 5 minutes go by and boom, she's in a deep ass sleep. She's gone. No heads up, no nothing, no awareness, because her body really be working overtime. And we joke about it, but it's low-key serious sometimes. You got to give her grace. Right, the hormones be shifting, the stress, the work, the life, the pain, everything just be on 1,000, and she still be showing up, still loving, still handling responsibilities. Get that girl some grace, all right? Every day is an adventure with her ass, but give her some grace.
Baby, you spoke nothing but facts. 1,000%. That ain't nothing but facts.
I love that.
Yes. And something is always, as the old folks say, ailing us. Something is always going on. It is.
I just said I got a minor headache.
Yeah.
Right now.
And I feel like as women, we go through a lot anyway because we're women. You know, women go through a lot. You know, with babies. Period. The cycles, the headache.
Your bodies are like bloating up, adjusting to pregnancies, and
the hormones are out of control. They're out of whack.
And
so
we still got to be strong for the family. We still getting the, I'm not.
Yeah,
but still getting the kids together. We still holding down
still
meals.
Your parents, you know,
that's
what
true.
I'm saying. So you don't have to have no kids.
I love that.
Yeah, and I like what you said. Give us grace. Thank you. Now we can wild out sometimes.
He said it's an adventure
every
day.
That's why I say what he said is true.
He said y'all go to sleep with no warning.
That is true. That's why I said me.
Yeah.
Me.
And I know you deal with your iron.
Yes, I get iron infusions, y'all. So my brother was speaking the facts. So I'm going to try my best.
Husband,
I'm going to show you this video and I'm going to try to do better, okay? But I can't help it. I'm a woman.
He appreciates you.
He does. Yeah.
Yeah. Because otherwise,
what you going to do? You ain't leaving me.
Girl, bye.
We ain't doing that.
Little boy, bye.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Listen up, y'all. Bro is a D1 level player, okay? IG user Zelgan Jackson posted this. Let's see what's up.
She asked me if I date for marriage. I said, listen, I date for love. I'm only gonna experience life one time. Why would I deny myself the pleasure of love? You know, I don't think anybody is on their deathbed saying, I wish I loved less. So yeah, it's not about marriage. It's not about a title for me. It's not about labels. It's about love. I was in Dooney Land. 2 hours later, I was in the shit.
I was just about to say I can read him all day and say I already knew he was a player.
And he
says the right thing to get in between the legs.
V, I could.
He said the right thing.
I couldn't focus on number Lil Wayne.
I know you start wheezing back there. Yes.
I couldn't focus on nothing else but that Lil Wayne poster. But I'm gonna tell you right now, we know how y'all think.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
We know what y'all goal is.
Especially Jean, we at a certain age, we already know the game. We already know what's up. Now the young girls, y'all don't know, but me and Jean, our age and above,
right?
We know, honey. I knew exactly what he was feeling when he started talking.
And work that process.
Yeah.
But don't lead me one way and say one thing.
Yeah.
What do you really want?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't going to keep getting 90 just with no elevation.
Right. There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Absolutely.
Choose your ish carefully with me.
Choose wisely, my friend. Okay?
That's funny.
I can tell. I was just like,
he saying love, you know.
No labels.
I want to get married one time. I'm like okay,
dude, okay. I see what you
mean. And I was feeling him. I was like, okay.
I knew he was up
to. Because he young. Like,
Yeah.
But you probably knew he was a player from that shirt.
I could tell all the way when
you
started talking.
Shirt?
I did see his shirt.
Okay, well.
Along with that little
white post like you mentioned.
Right, that's it.
That told me enough with the gold chain.
Okay.
Okay. And a rope.
And a rope.
Come on now.
Oh, gee, you crazy. And a rope. Not only is it a chain, it's the rope chain. Okay, y'all? Shoot. All right, y'all. That's it, y'all. We gotta
Go to a quick commercial break, y'all. We reeling it in.
Right, I'm telling you.
Okay, y'all stay right there. We're gonna be right back. Make sure while you're on break, while we're on break, follow our social media and subscribe to our YouTube, okay?
Yes.
Make it happen, all right? But come back. We'll be right back with what?
What we got? Oh, louder for the people in the back. Back. Y'all be right back. Come on now. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Scrolling with your girls, Jen and V. We have reached the final part of tonight's amazing episode. What do we have for the good scrollers, Jen B? Louder for the people in the back. Ooh. And Jen, what do you always say for this segment?
It's always a message.
A message.
You know, it's always
a message.
You tell a story and you gain from it.
Yeah.
Right?
I like that.
We try to gain from it.
Right.
And I'm going to kick us off.
All right. What you got for
us? How you feel about that?
I love that. Do your thing, boo.
Now, if there's one thing sure to piss your man off, it's this. All right. TikTok user pancake_schmancake posted this.
Handle is funny.
There's very few things that will make you madder than asking a girl what she ate today and she starts naming liquids. I'm so sorry. I didn't know this was a Coca-Cola freestyle machine. Start naming solids before you piss me off. Matter of fact, if I ask you what you ate today, don't even mention anything that's under 200 calories. I don't want to hear about no cup noodles, and I damn sure don't want to hear about the handful of shredded cheese that you ate out the fridge because you felt like you was about to pass out. Will really not have eaten since the day before and then have the nerve to try and complete everything on their to-do list. Ma'am, you are trying to do a road trip when your dashboard is lit up like a Christmas tree. And don't get me wrong, it's not that I don't care about the snacks and the drinks. It's just that we need to make sure that you are at a sustainable daily caloric intake. If you have eaten that day, you can tell me all about the whimsical drinks and sweet treats to your heart's content. But pardon me for not wanting to hear about none of that. As you stand in front of me complaining to me that your tummy hurt, that you nauseous, that you lightheaded, that you're experiencing mild to severe cephalalgia, which for some reason you refuse to take ibuprofen for. Why are y'all so against ibuprofen? Y'all don't be profen?
I do. I love ibuprofen. I do. I love me some profen, especially
that
time
of
the month. Yes. So we profen.
Bro,
I don't know what kind of women you dated or what, but they got
you
in a tizzy. Right.
Because I'm like, you know, I'm like Queen Latifah and bringing down the house.
Yes.
When she say, no, it wasn't bringing down the house. It was Just Right.
Just Right.
With Common.
Basketball movie.
Can I take you to dinner? He say, you better have that wallet because I ain't one of them salad eating chicks.
I know. Right. Exactly. So
baby,
you wouldn't have no problem with us. Kind of women you dating, bro.
V, he say your dashboard is
lit up. But you talking about going on a road trip.
Now that's
see,
dangerous.
I don't handle business like that.
That's
see,
dangerous.
Yeah, me and Jen, we don't handle business like that. If my dashboard lit up, ain't no road trip happening, bro. It's priorities over here.
One light gonna come on,
and I'm blowing up.
I'm taking this car to maintenance.
Exactly. So that's why I say, broski, I don't know what kind of women you are dating or dated, but it ain't like that with all women.
And like you said, liquid dyes.
Yeah, I'm
you
like,
know, like, who are you dating?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like,
liquid
bro.
Liquid dyes.
So
baby,
you're the problem, sounds like. Okay.
Okay, well, go get you a big bag.
Okay. All right, y'all. Here's to the Gen Z kids who think 90s fashion is cool now. All right, TikTok user at Just Josh Greer posted this. I love 90s.
There's
fashion.
A 90s trend going on where 19 and 20-year-olds are acting and dressing like they grew up in the 90s. And I got an idea for you guys. Why don't you, since you love the 90s so much, wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning and leave all of your electronics at home and go outside and just exist in the world.
Right.
Go outside, listen to the wind blow, listen to the birds, all of your intrusive thoughts, and just get real familiar with yourself and your surroundings. And I want you to find one of those big green electrical boxes that say don't sit. Take a seat on one of those boxes. And while you're sitting there, see if you can find a rock and throw it at the curb. See how close you can get to the curb. Or throw it at a stop sign or pole or something. I don't know. And then I want you to get up and walk a little bit more. And maybe see if you can find you a stick in a ditch and walk like you got a cane or walk like you have a disability or something
right,
for a while.
Right.
And if you get bored, whenever you get bored, I want you to sit down on the curb. I want you to take your shoes off and I want you to stare at your feet. Stare at your feet and count your toes a few times.
Ooh, Josh, you took us back and you are absolutely right. That was definitely a message in that, y'all. Yeah. All right, y'all, that was the end of the show. We got to go. Thanks for hanging out with me and Jen on tonight.
Alrighty. Yes, thank you.
Yes, don't forget to follow your girls on social media at Jen and V on TV. We'll see you guys next time, Scroll family. Jen and V out!